For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Memphis public school students returned to class this week in the middle of a pandemic and also at a time of major social upheaval. To talk about the politics of this, political analyst Otis Sanford joins us. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
Well, let's start here in Shelby County Schools. In July, Superintendent Joris Ray decided that the entire district, more than 100,000 students, would start the year online due to safety concerns. You know, parents are certainly divided on this decision, and we really don't know how effective online learning will turn out to be. But in terms of making a public health decision, Dr. Ray did stand his ground here on the science. What do you think is the general view of his leadership?
Oh, I think it's mostly positive. He is making his decisions based on the science, based on the data, based on health and safety. You know, the virus has had a disproportionate impact on African Americans and people of color. And so he weighed that. So I think his leadership has been absolutely strong on this issue.
Other school districts in Shelby County did open for in-person classes. And to state the obvious, these are whiter, more affluent suburban schools. You touched on this a second ago, but maybe what is it about race and economy that factor into why some schools brave the virus, but Memphis schools, they're not even taking a chance?
Again, when you have the disproportionate numbers of people affected by this being people of color, the ones who are considered essential employees, the ones who have to go to work at grocery stores and do all the other things that a lot of people in the suburbs don't necessarily have to do, that factors into how you have to treat this virus. And so, yes, there is less of a concern about some of those issues in the suburbs. The good news is that the city and the suburbs have worked together throughout this pandemic to be unified on various issues, including, you know, wearing masks and things of that nature, because people are paying attention to the county health department for the most part. But again, when it comes to the schools, you know, we have 7 separate school districts and they are autonomous now. And so the suburbanites felt that they had less of a danger than the broader Shelby County district. And I understand that. That's the reason I say Dr. Ray made decisions that were a benefit to his constituents, his students, and not worrying about what the ones in the suburbs were doing.
Well, Otis, let's turn a minute to the city of Memphis. Some important news happened this week. Mayor Jim Strickland announced his committee to explore police reforms. He put together a group of political, faith, and business leaders who will gather input and then make recommendations. So we saw the list of the people on his committee this week. Otis, what do you think about the makeup of this group?
These are all fine people, very civic-minded. They have leadership positions now, whether it's in politics or in the faith community or just in the broader community. But I think that the mayor missed some opportunities here, Chris, to have younger voices. I don't see a lot of very young voices. I don't see any of the activists, and maybe that was by design.
Right. You know, in the very beginning, when the marches started a few months back, the leaders of these marches were young, progressive activists, and they don't seem to be at the table for this particular job.
That's right. That's right. Again, I just think that the mayor missed an opportunity here to have a lot more diversity, not necessarily by race, but even more racial diversity. This is, the issues around police are not just an African-American problem. They are a community-wide problem, and we need diverse voices at the table talking about this, diverse in race, diverse in gender, diverse in age. I would like to see more young people on this committee, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, thoughtful students, to be a part of this.
Finally, Otis, as we watch these protests unfolding across the country, there is a kind of suspense that we live in here in Memphis. You know, we are a high-crime urban area. There is a lot of police interaction on the streets every day. How confident are you in our local police force right now that their training, their understanding of the community is going to protect Memphis from becoming the next Kenosha?
Well, I have some confidence in that, just because things have gotten better here in this city where policing is concerned. Not to say that it's a great situation, because we've had our issues. But overall, I do think that the training here is better than in some places. But there has to be this relationship that police, when police show up, it is not a time for dread. I don't expect police to be psychologists and psychiatrists, but I do expect them to have the level of training that works to diffuse situations. I'm talking about situations that does not have to rise to the level of deadly force, and it only does so because police come in with a heavy-handed attitude.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about local politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.